Aloha, Michael McIntosh here with Superhero Training. Welcome, welcome. So in this audio, we're going to be having an extremely powerful, condensed, mini superhero training so that you can fully activate your power because you are an extremely powerful being. We are all eternal, immortal, powerful souls, powerful spiritual beings. We're here for a reason. We're in these bodies for a reason. And we're here to make a difference in the world. And what makes a superhero is two very specific things. Here's what makes a superhero compared to just an average person. What does it take? What does it mean? Superhero, number one, is willing to do the work on themselves. They're willing to have a look at themselves, face their inner demons, face the resistance in themselves, and change and upgrade and evolve and become, unleash the powers within, become different, feel different, live a different life, have a different inner experience. To let go of all the things that no longer serve, to relax, release, and remove all of those lower consciousness, draining, stressful, negative energies. That's what superheroes do. Most people in the world are distracting themselves constantly, music, television, you know, distractions, phone calls, this, that, and the other, people, parties, everything. They don't look at themselves. They don't want to look at themselves. They freak out about it. Superheroes, the reason you're a superhero, the reason you're on the superhero training is because you're willing to have a look. You're willing to change. You're willing to become who you truly are and let go of all the programming, the conditioning, and all the stuff that's been stuck into us. Number two is that superheroes actually make the world a better place. You actually go out of your way to do something different, to create something, to make a difference, to help others, to serve, to use your life in a positive way, to make a difference in the world, to make the world genuinely a better place. The result of your life is that the world is enriched, the world is improved. There's something left behind after you that has helped others. That's what a superhero is. These are the two keynotes, the two signs of a superhero. And there are a lot of people, you know, who read a self-help book, and there are a lot of people who are doing service of some kind. But superheroes don't just do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. They really go deep, awaken spiritually, come to a higher consciousness, shift the perception of life. And you don't just help a couple of people with some little trivial things. You create something beautiful in the world that wasn't there before. You really make a difference in a unique and special way that only you could do. So there's a very specific difference. And that's what the whole superhero training is about. And that's why I have all these different videos and audios and all these things in there, because they all help you to do that. But the real problem that people have, the real problem you might be experiencing, the real challenge that's going on, is how do you take action and really apply this? How do you really have the best day ever? How do you really experience the power of life? How do you really finish your project, write your book, do your thing? How do you actually do it? You know, it's one thing talking about it. It's one thing being excited about it. It's another thing actually implementing it in a real, genuine way in your real, genuine life. So this session is all about how to take action consistently so that you get the results that you want. So this is a little mini superhero training here. This is a real action steps, hardcore practical training. I'm going to keep it as short as possible. I'm going to request that you pause this audio in between some of the questions I ask you and do the write down things that we're going to have a pen and paper. So get a pen or pencil and paper so you can write stuff down and have an ability to pause this recording. This is a very practical, hands-on thing. And what you're going to leave with after listening to this, the result of this, of doing this, why should you do it? Because you're going to have complete clarity on how to have the best day ever yourself starting now, your personal best day ever. So you feel super inspired, super juiced up, super excited about life. And you're going to have a very clear plan on exactly what you want to achieve, when you want to do it by, and what you need to do now to implement it. So you're going to have real clarity on what to do on a day-to-day basis to get the life you love, to feel great and achieve the goals that you have. And I'm going to teach you some things about how to overcome the resistance, how to overcome the part of us that doesn't want to do it, that's lazy, that has excuses and, oh, I can't, I don't want to, and, you know, distractions and procrastination and perfectionism and all these different things that come and stop us doing what we need to do. I'm going to be able to address that and get rid of it finally. That's such a huge thing. And also going to talk about how you can get support from others in the superhero training, superhero community. So get a pen and paper, pause this recording if you need to, get a pen and paper, come back, and then we're going to get started. All right, so the first thing, very, very, very first thing for us to do all this is, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to have the best day ever? Ask your heart, are you willing to have a fantastic day every day? Are you willing to feel good and have your life go well all the time? Are you willing to feel good and have your life go well all the time? It's a very powerful question. Are you willing to take action and actually make things different to create the life that you love? Are you willing to do it? Are you excited to do it? And are you excited to implement new things in your day, in your routine, in your experience so that you can do it, you know? There needs to be that willingness, that excitement, that yes, yes, yes in your heart, in your body. So are you willing to do it? If you're not, turn this off, go and watch TV or something. It's not the right place for you. If you are, then you're activating your power. If you say, I can and I will, it turns the power on. It opens you up to be able to take action. If you say, I can't, it shuts it off, turns it off, and you can't do anything. So are you willing and can you do it? Are you ready to do it? All right, so now you've made a decision because you're still here. It means you're a real deal superhero. Well done. So now let's get on with it. So first thing we're going to talk about is you feeling really good, feeling good, feeling excited, feeling inspired, feeling relaxed, experiencing the enjoyment of being alive. So how do we feel good? How can you feel good every day? There are certain things that we do every day that make a huge difference to our life. And you know what a lot of them are. The superhero training is packed with different techniques, different things you can do to feel good, to change your state of being. It's packed. And you also have things that you've just worked out by yourself. So you already have a pretty good idea about the things that make you feel good. What I'm going to ask you to do right now is to get your pen and paper, write down 10 things that you're aware of that you do that make you feel good. 10 things. So pause the recording and write down 10 things and then come back. Okay, congratulations. Well done. So 10 things, you have 10 things written down that you'd love to do that make you feel good. If not, pause the recording and go back and do it. So now you've got those 10 things, let's have a look at them, because not everything we do has the same effect on us. Some things are really inspiring and other things are kind of all right. Some things you might enjoy them in the moment, but they don't bring you any joy afterwards. So for example, like you may enjoy watching a movie from time to time, let's say. Might feel great when you're watching it, but afterwards, how do you feel? Most people don't necessarily feel all that good after the movie, but they enjoy watching it. A lot of people love to eat food, but they don't necessarily feel good afterwards if they overeat. Maybe people like to drink loads and loads and loads of alcohol, feel stoked, jump up around, everything's good, next day have a headache. So some things feel good in the moment, but don't feel good afterwards. Other things may or may not feel good in the moment, but they feel really amazing afterwards, like doing yoga, swimming in the ocean. I mean, a lot of this stuff does feel good in the moment as well. So I want you to look at your list and say, look at them and ask yourself, out of all these things on your list, give them all a rating from 1 to 10. So 10 means it makes you feel amazing, you feel super excited, you're really in the zone, and 0 or 1 is, you know, not really having any effect on you, it's kind of boring. So we want to just really rate every single thing. So pause this and give each one of those things on your list a rating from 1 to 10. Okay? And then come back. So pause it, rate it, and come back. Fantastic. So what have you got? Let's have a look. I'd love to see it if I was there with you. We'd have a good look together, have a little laugh. I love to do these exercises myself. Extremely powerful. So look at the tens. Look at the tens. What tens do you have? Now, what we want to do, in Subiero training, we've talked about this before, but let's just recap here. We want to get as many tens as possible. You want to have in your life every day, daily rituals, things that you do every day that bring you a lot of joy, that inspire you. Because if you imagine, if you did all those things on your list that are a 10, you'd feel great. And if you did that every day, you'd pretty much always feel amazing. Yeah, you might have a bad day here and there, but you'd overall feel extremely inspired. And if you never did any of those things ever in your life at all, you probably wouldn't be as happy and you wouldn't be enjoying your life as much, and you'd be kind of, you know, living a normal life and kind of mediocre and television and blah, 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 blah. That's not an inspiring life. It's not really what brings you joy. So what I'd love you to do is to turn those things that are a 10 into a daily ritual. Daily ritual is something that you can do every day that puts you in the zone. So for example, one of my daily rituals, I get up very early, do a little bit of exercise to wake me up and make sure my body's moving, you know, because I get up very early. Then I do meditation, have a powerful meditation practice, and then I'll do a little bit of natural chi movement, which we talk about in superhero training, very powerful exercise. And then I'll write my book for a couple of hours, and then I'll go out, I'll walk on the beach in twilight. And I'm not going to tell you the whole thing because it's lots of different things I do. But main thing I'm talking about here is I wake up, do meditation, do some exercise, do meditation, do a bit more exercise. It makes me feel amazing. And then I'm inspired to write my book. And then I have another daily ritual where I go to a particular beach, because there's all these different beaches in Hawaii. I go to a very specific one. It brings me the most joy. And I lie in the ocean, lie down, just totally let go, relax. And then I might swim around. If there's dolphins, I'll swim with dolphins, depending, there's different beaches and different times for different things. And then I'll probably have a nap. I like to rest in the sun. And then I'll read a very particular book. certain kinds of books that we recommend superhero training. Super Powerful puts me in the zone. I love to read. And before that, I might go out and do some yoga before I go to the beach. I'm a little bit sweaty and ready to jump in the ocean. So that's a daily ritual, you know. It brings me huge amounts of joy, you know. And if I don't do it, I don't feel as good. So it's just a choice that we have. So what could you be doing? Let's have a look at the list and put yourself together a daily ritual. Okay, so pause the recording and imagine, okay, if you're going to do something that brought you the most joy, put together some of those things back to back. So it's maybe an hour long, maybe 2 hours, and it just makes you feel amazing. By the way, if you think, oh, no, I can't, I'm too busy. No, feeling good is going to help you get other things done faster. So really prioritize this. Successful people make sure they look after themselves because then they can look after others. If you don't look after yourself, you're in no place to help anyone else or show up for your life. So really value this practice. It's going to change your life forever. So write it down, and then come back and I'll share the next step for you. All right, fantastic. So you have yourself some daily rituals here. This is huge. This is a huge thing. Most people don't have rituals that are good for them. Most people just have rituals that are bad for them, that cause them sorrow. You know, our culture is very good at encouraging us to do lots of things back to back that are unhealthy. Get up, eat the wrong food, go to some crappy job you don't like, watch tons of television, be on your phone all day, listen to music that's damaging, listen to all the news. All these are like rituals people have that disempower them. You've got yourself a powerful ritual to change your life. So next thing we want to do is make it even better. So one of the things we talk about in superhero training, hope you've picked up on this already, is that there's always an upgrade. You know, so normally we start with version one of something and then we realize afterwards, oh, this actually could be even more powerful. So have a look at your rituals and ask yourself, how could it be even better than it is? So for example, for me, one of the things that I've done is I used to just get up and do meditation. Now I get up, do a bit of exercise to wake myself up more, set the meditation spot up a bit more. I write a letter to myself that just comes through as like guidance that gets me kind of inspired from a higher place. I listen to a particular kind of meditation or I do a particular kind of meditation. And then I do certain exercises afterwards. And I also have started getting up even earlier, even though I was getting up very early anyway. So these are some, it's kind of the same thing in a way, but it's got these other bits and pieces to it that make it feel about 100 times more powerful. So what could you do to make the situation better? So there's many, 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 many ways of doing anything. How can you maybe add a bit, change a bit, remove a bit? Like, for example, some people, they do things in, there's some situations where you need like a group of people to do a particular thing, right? You need more than one person. So if you haven't got enough people, it's not as good, you know? So if you added a couple extra people, it'd be better. But in some cases, maybe some of those people are stressing you out. If you just swap them over with other people and you did it with different people, you know, like if you're playing a sport or something and some people are negative and you don't like being with them and you don't like playing with them, it's not as good. Just get new people to play with and all of a sudden the whole experience is better. So sometimes adding something makes it better. Sometimes removing something makes it better. So what can you do to make your ritual even more powerful? You could even just make it longer. You can make it a bit shorter. You could do it at a different time. There's so many options. So I'm going to let your zone of genius, let your own divine empowered thoughts and awareness answer that question. How could you make it at least 4 times better, at least 4 times more powerful? So pause the recording and write it down. Congratulations. Hope you've got your version 2. It's a very powerful thing. And you might have ideas that come to you, actually, as you start doing this, you know. So now you've got yourself a ritual that's going to help you feel good. And feeling good is how you can help more people. So this is a really powerful, empowering situation to be in. Now then, next thing we want to do is, like I said, superheroes don't just feel good and go to the next level spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. It's not just how you feel in your life. It's also how you serve others. So what projects do you want to bring forth? What's the most important project in your life? What's the most important thing you want to create? What's your biggest priority? It could be anything, you know. Could even be looking after people, you know, like, for example, looking after, if you're a mother or a father and you have children, just being there for them and raising them well is huge. That's not a small thing, you know. I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of other people who are. And I'm, you know, I tell them, because a lot of people, they're always trying to do all these different things. I'm like, look, if you just raise your kids really well, that's huge. You know, how most of us have got screwed up because our parents kind of didn't raise us and there was all these weird situations. And not blaming, but if you can help avoid that and help, like, actually give blessings and give good example to the kids, that's a really big deal. I mean, you probably would have time for other things as well, but I'm just saying, that's a big deal. What projects do you want to create? What do you want to do? So let's take a moment, pause the recording in a moment, and write down all the projects, all the things you want to create, and then give them a number from 1 to 10. 10 being the most powerful, the most important, 1 being not particularly important or powerful. So write down every single thing that you want to do, and then give them all a rating from 1 to 10. Okay, pause the recording, write it down, and then come back. Well done, well done. Exciting, exciting. So I'm very excited to see these projects manifest in the world. That's what superhero training is about. Being yourself and manifesting your projects, making a difference. So now you've got your projects with a 10, let's focus on those. Let's just pick the first one, the biggest one out of all of them. Circle the biggest one, the most powerful one, the one that's most important to you. And now that we're going to focus on that, what can you do every day that is going to move you towards achieving that result? How can you implement something in your life every day? How can you work on that project in some way so that it actually happens and it's finished and it does what it's supposed to do in the world? Could be a book, could be a painting, could be some charity project, could be some huge multinational company you're setting up, you know, all sorts of different scales and sizes. Could be something that only you know about, and it could be anything. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I'm excited to hear about it when you know what it is. So the thing we want to do now is actually make time every day to work on it, because it's one thing having an idea and a project, it's another thing actually doing the work to make it happen. So I recommend 2 hours a day, very focused on whatever it is. So I'm writing a book, I've got various books I'm writing, I will write for 2 hours per day. That's how I finish my work. I might write for more, but I'm always going to do my 2 hours. Even if I do a bunch of crap for 2 hours and just delete it the next day, at least I sat my ass down on the chair and wrote for 2 hours. Sometimes it might be nonsense, other times it might be pure genius. It depends. But if I don't sit down, there's not going to be anything there either way. So it's important to to have the time, okay? So I'm going to ask you, when can you do it? And if it's not 2 hours a day, then maybe it's an hour. And if it can't be every day, then when can you do it? So let's just get rid of the excuses. I know that everyone's situation is different, so I understand that if you are in a situation where you can't do something, fair enough. So let's just make a time where and when you can do whatever it is you need to do. So you need to know what you're doing. So in my case, my example is I'm writing a book. And where am I doing it? I'm doing it in my office, sitting down on a chair with my laptop. I mean, I could be somewhere else, but end of the day, I've got that got that project. I need a laptop. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write. And how long and when? So I'm going to do it at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock, you know. So I get up very early, meditate, then 5 o'clock I start writing, 7 o'clock I stop, go out to the beach and watch the sunrise, depending on the sunrise, when it is. So that's my ritual, okay? So when can you do it yourself? When is the best time for you to do your 2 hours or your hour or whatever it is? Pause the recording and write down a very specific time where you can show up and actually do the work. Fantastic. Well, I'm excited for you. Congratulations, you know, because it's one thing having an idea, it's another thing entirely actually working on it hardcore and making it happen. And you're going to have the energy and the inspiration to do it with these rituals. All right. So you know how to feel good now, and you know what you need to do to achieve your dreams, your rituals, your projects. Haha. Now then, there's a big problem here, a big ass problem, a challenge. The challenge is that we have what's called the resistance or the ego. Mr. Lizard, I call it. Mr. Lizard, the lizard brain, the reptilian brain, doesn't like us doing projects, doesn't like us succeeding, doesn't like us getting on with it. Just wants us to sit around, eat, sleep, procreate. It's all it's interested in. So for us to do higher things, to actually go beyond the basic survival needs and impulses, we have to have something going on there. Otherwise, we're just going to be stuck in the usual nonsense. So that's where accountability comes in. Accountable. Being accountable to something outside of yourself. I used to think that I could just do whatever I wanted and I was going to show up for myself 100% of the time and I'd always do the things that I said I was going to do. Everything I wrote down on my list, I thought was going to happen and it didn't. I kept screwing up, I kept failing, I kept finding that I wasn't doing the stuff I said I was going to do. I kept not finishing things. Then I realized, all right, let me be humble. There's obviously part of me that doesn't want to do this and there's obviously a big enough resistance. How am I going to overcome it? So just to understand that there's two parts of us. I mean, there's actually a whole bunch of parts of us, really. And I'm not going to talk about all the details now because it's not necessary. But there's essentially two parts of us going on here. One part of you is extremely excited, jumping up and down with enthusiasm to get things done and to have the best day ever. And it's like, yay, let's do it. There's another part of you that's just depressed, doesn't want to do it, I can't be bothered, I don't want to, blah, 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 I haven't got time, it's not possible, grumbling away. There's the other side of us, the ego, lower self. So you've got the higher self, super excited, the lower self, not excited at all. In fact, against you, it's trying to stop you doing what you need to do. It's trying to stop me doing it. The lower self wouldn't want me to do this recording. No, 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 it's going to help people. Don't do it. You know what happened? I actually recorded this already live, but the dates and times were changed because of clock changes, and it didn't record. So I could have just spaced out and said, oh, well, never mind. But I got my ass sitting down in the recording studio and did another recording right now. For you, so that you get this. And the resistance, you know, had a little wink and a little smile at me, but I didn't listen to it. I came in here and I'm excited and I'm grateful to be doing this again. I've shortened it for you and it's all the same stuff. It might even be better now than it was first time around. So I hope you're enjoying this recording. Hope it's useful to you. This is what I mean about overcoming the resistance. So part of me is excited to do this. Another part of me would say, no, 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 you've had a long day, you know, take a break. No, I'm doing it because I'm excited. So same thing for you. So what are we going to do about the ego? What are we going to do about the resistance? Well, this ego resistance part of ourselves is like a naughty teenager, a rebellious teenager. And the rebellious teenager isn't going to listen to reason. So any examples I use here, obviously not quite right, but I'm just trying to give you an idea of what's going on and what I found works really, really well. So I love all parts of myself. I accept the fact that these things are here. That's just part of being human at this point in time. There it is. What am I going to do about it? I want to get the ego on my team. I don't want to be fighting against it. Trouble is, it's not going to be on my team because it's lazy. It doesn't care. It's very self-centered. It doesn't care about anyone else. It doesn't want to do any projects. It only wants me, 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 me. So what do you have to do with people like that or situations like that? You know, you can't be nice to them and say, oh, come on, let's all play together. Let's all do this thing. They're not interested. They're lazy. They're slack. They only respond to discipline and punishment. Some people in the world are like that. You can be all nice to them forever and ever. Nothing will happen until you say, if you do that again, you're going to jail. Then they might stop doing it. If you do that again, you're going to be fined $1,000. All of a sudden, they're on board. They will stop doing it. So the ego is like that. It needs to be threatened a little bit. It needs to be loved. And it needs a firm hand. You know, that's what I found. If you have another way of getting all your projects done without getting the ego on board, great, good for you. You don't need to listen to this. But if you're having a trouble actually making things happen in your life with ease and grace, then listen to what I'm saying. So your higher self is quite happy to do exactly all the right things that you want to do, all the things that bring you joy. Your higher self's all about it. So there's a huge part of you that wants to do it. There's another part of you that doesn't want to do it. So I have what I call fining the teenager, giving it a fine, giving it a penalty. There's a consequence of us not doing what we love, and the consequence is that we feel bad in ourselves. We don't show up. We waste our life. There's a huge consequence of us not showing up for ourselves. We're wasting our life. Our precious life is being wasted. That's a huge penalty anyway. I don't want that to happen to me. So I'm much rather fine, penalize, if you like, the part of me that's lazy and slack. So what I've done, what works for me, try it and see what happens. I recommend you try it, seriously, is you get an accountability partner. Someone on the superhero training would be ideal, but it can be someone else as well. You write down exactly what your daily rituals are. Here's what I'm going to do to feel good every day, and here's when I'm going to do my work for my project. So you've got these two rituals very clear written down. You can just type them up, send them an email. Okay, clear? Type them up, send them an email. Then you say, right, if you don't get an email from me with a little smiley face or saying, I did it, it doesn't have to be much. You just have to acknowledge that I did it today, or if you didn't do it, I didn't do it. Okay, so all you're saying is you're going to get a communication from me. My personal accountability, I just send a smiley face. That's it. I send a smiley face, and if I don't send a smiley face, I have a consequence. The consequence of me not doing what I need to do is $100. I will pay my accountability partner $100 for every day that I don't do the things on my list. Sometimes I go without having an accountability partner and it's not as powerful. And I can wiggle out of it and lie to myself, but then I'm just screwing myself over. $100 might not be the right number for you, might be more, might be less. It doesn't matter, as long as it is, it's real. So when you do that, what happens is that you commit to yourself and the ego says, ah, I don't want to lose money. All right, okay, I'm going to be on your team. The ego is materialistic. The ego is self-centered. The ego doesn't want to lose things that it has. So the ego says, all right, well, normally I wouldn't let you meditate in the morning, but seeing that it's going to cost $100 if you don't meditate, then fair enough, I'll let you get out of bed and meditate. All of a sudden, you have this miraculous power to take charge of your life and do all these remarkable things that you already want to do. So how to implement this, you know? It's very simple. Find someone who's willing to receive money from you. Shouldn't be that hard. You know, you just send them an email. Hi there, can I give you $100 for every day I don't do something? All you got to do is just receive a text message from me with a little smiley face saying that I did it. And if any day you don't get a text message, I'll have to send you $100. That's it. So you just write down what you're going to do. If you don't do it, you have to pay them. You have to pay them online or give them cash or whatever. You don't have to do any of those things. I mean, these are your things. This is your joy. This is your project. There's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with anyone else. This is just your thing here. You know, you changing your life, changing the world. So if you do it, you feel great. Everything's fantastic. It's the best ever. If you don't, they get $100. I'm sure they'll be stoked. The ego gets a bit upset, you know, gets a bit more excited next day to help you out. All of a sudden, you are implementing your life. You're actually doing it. You're actually doing it, really and truly. So exciting. So that's it. That's it. This is the essence of taking action. If you can be accountable with somebody without money being involved or something else going on, great. You can figure that out. If it works, it works. Go for it. No problem. I'm not attached to what you do. The money thing works for me just because I know that the ego is connected to money and it doesn't like losing money. So it kind of helps get that on board. I don't really care. Particularly, money's great. I appreciate money. I appreciate wealth. It's great to have abundance, spend it wisely, invest it. But money is not the most important thing in life, but it works to get the ego on board. That's why I use it. You can use whatever you want. So let's have a quick recap, shall we? First thing we did is we got clear on your daily rituals so that you know how to feel good every day. Because the more you feel good, the more you love your life, the more you can show up. Second thing is we worked out what project do you want to complete? What's the most important thing? Third thing we did is came up with a specific time where you're going to do a specific work on that project to make it happen every day. So that you actually do it. And then the last thing we did was come up with accountability. Choose a person, choose an amount of money or whatever it is, the kind of consequence. Tell them exactly what it is that you're doing and you just then contact them every day, tell them I did it or I didn't do it. You don't need to go into story. You don't need to talk to them on the phone for any amount of time. It's very, very simple, very clean, very straightforward. What's going to happen if you do this? If you do all these things, you might want to listen to this all again if you need to. What's going to happen if you do it? You're going to have an amazing life. You're going to set yourself up for complete success, for total success in life. You're going to actually feel the best day ever. You're going to enjoy those magic moments where you feel empowered, inspired, enjoy. You're going to evolve personally, evolve spiritually, and you're going to make things happen in the world. You're actually going to make a difference and actually finish things. And you know what? Even if your projects aren't super successful, at least you had a go. Do another one. Keep at it. Have a go. Have fun with it. That's a real superhero. That's what it means to be a superhero. That's what this superhero training is about. Living it, becoming that you are and really going for it. What does the world need? It needs you to be a superhero. It needs people who are role models, who are actually doing the work, being the example, having a go and keeping at it. So find one of the superheroes on the superhero social network, or somebody else if that's better for you, and then go ahead and implement it. Do it for 21 days is all you need, and then you can do it again, refine it again, and do it another one after that. So, hope this has been helpful. This is kind of a mini superhero training. I'm super excited to hear your results. Send us over an email about how you're doing. Tell us what you experienced from this recording. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us how you are implementing this. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Sending you so much love and blessings from Hawaii. This is Michael McIntosh, Superhero Training. Aloha.